This is the Improve Your Online Presence podcast by Ogle Web Design. This show is a part of my mission to help small businesses embrace technology and achieve success online. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Improve Your Online Presence podcast. My name is Kyle Van Dusen from Ogle Web Design, and today we are going to be talking about content repurposing. And this came to me through a few conversations I've been having with clients lately who are feeling a bit overwhelmed with all of the different channels you can publish content on. You have your own website, you have Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Snapchat and everything else where you can publish content, and it becomes overwhelming. You feel like you need to be on all these channels or you might get missed. But at the same time, it's a full-time job to try to keep up with all these things. So a couple bits of advice I have given them is, one, you really don't have to be on all the channels. You really need to pick the ones that you know your audience is on or the ones that you do well with and kind of stick to those. And for the most part, you can leave the other ones be and be okay. You know, the big companies out there can handle running all their different social channels because they are paying someone to handle all that individually. But most of us, small businesses, it's just too much of a time-consuming task to try to do all of that ourselves. In saying that, though, there are some ways through content repurposing that I think you can make this more manageable. And today I want to walk through a pretty simple workflow that I've taught to other people and used myself to create a whole boatload of content in one go. And this actually gives you enough content to repurpose on several different channels in different forms and different medias. And it's really easy to do. So let's dive into this here. So this is kind of what I call a simple way to repurpose. And we're going to break this down. We're going to start with one major piece of content, and then we're going to break that up into a lot of smaller pieces of content out of that same one. So we get more mileage out of one piece of content. Now, if you want to start this all the way at the top, the easiest way to do this and get everything you possibly can out of a piece of content is to start with a short video. And I know not everybody loves to be on video, but you could even do this, you know, just recording your screen and walking through something where you're not actually on camera. And there are some free tools like Loom that will allow you to record your screen and talk while you're doing it. So that way you can record a video without actually having to be on camera. Although if you're willing to be on camera, I think you'll get a lot more views out of it. People like to see people. So you might be wondering what you could actually do a video on. And the easiest way to do this is to just simply answer customers' questions. You have all kinds of customers that probably end up asking the same questions over and over. And if you get a question more than once, you can almost bet that other people out there have that same question. So if you can start creating some videos that answer those questions, it makes for really good content that people will be engaged in. And you know, you could make a 5-minute video as a starting point that will actually get you a whole lot of content. So in this formula I'm going to give you today, we're just going to say that we're making a 5-minute video. Next, once you have your video done, you can go to a website that will actually transcribe it all for you and to written form. So if you go to rev.com, that's rev.com, they have a service that will transcribe your video for $1.25 per minute. So this means a 5-minute video would end up costing you about $6.25, and you'll get your entire video back to you in written form. What's great about this is it only takes a few little tweaks and you basically have a nice long form blog post. In fact, a 5-minute video could easily get you 1,000 words or so, which is a pretty hefty blog post. So now with recording that one video, not only do you have a video that you can share, you also have a long form blog post that you can post on your website. Even some social media channels like LinkedIn and Facebook give you opportunity to publish articles there as well. So you could repurpose those not only on your website, but on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. So next we're going to take this blog that we have and we're going to do some pull quotes from it. So we're basically going to take some of the text or pieces of the video even that might be interesting on their own, little sound bites from the video or quotes from the article that you think could be interesting. And usually you can squeeze at least 3 to 5 of these out of any 5-minute video or 1,000-word blog post, something that just kind of highlights your article or goes over one of the main points of your article. Now, out of these 3 to 5 pull quotes you pull from there, those can all be individual social media posts. So now from that one video we made, we have a 5-minute video, 1,000-word article, and 3 to 5 different social media posts. And lastly, you can take this content and turn it into an email that you can send out to your list. You could take a summary of the video or the article and then just link to the video or article in the email. The email itself will just introduce your list to the topic at hand, and then you'll link them out to wherever it's published. So now when we step back and look at all that we created with 1 5-minute video, we got the video, we got a long form blog post, we got 3 to 5 social media posts, and an email out to our list that I know we've all been putting off getting done. So that's really not too bad out of 1 5-minute piece of content. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed about how much you need to create and trying to keep up with all the social media channels, repurposing is a really easy way to get more mileage out of each piece of content. Now keep in mind too, if you share something on Facebook, only about 10% of the people that like your business page will see that the first time you share it. So you can really share these things more than once. If you took the 3 to 5 different social media posts you had and spread them out over a 2 or 3 week period, you could repurpose those even multiple times and get even more mileage out of it. Now there are many ways you could go about repurposing content, and what I covered today is just one example of that. By repurposing content, you can get a lot more mileage out of one thing and feel less dread and overwhelmed trying to keep up with all the places you need to be seen online, which is a great way to improve your online presence. If you have any questions that you'd like answered on a future episode, don't hesitate to email me at kyle@ogleweb.com, and I will be glad to introduce those as one of the next show topics.